This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Parler, the Captain's America. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things we have over there. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those 2 points, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, the country went nuts over the weekend. No surprise in Chicago, 45 people shot, 5 dead. No surprise in New York City, 1 person killed, 6 wounded in Brooklyn overnight last night. But in San Jose, California, at the Grace Baptist Church, still don't know all the particulars about that, 2 people killed, several people injured in a knife attack.
Yeah, I was. We were talking before we came on the air. It reminds me, the country is reminding me right now, especially with Antifa and Portland and all of the unrest, of the city as it's portrayed in the Batman movies, where crime rules the streets, the elected officials don't do a damn thing about it because half of them are in on it for political purposes, and God-fearing, freedom-loving, law-abiding citizens are the ones who are trapped in their homes because they're surrounded by crime and lawlessness. When you get elected to office as a mayor or a county commissioner or a governor, your job is to make sure that the law-abiding people can go about their lives unfettered by crime and lawlessness.
Uh-huh.
This is a failure of government in these locations, pure and simple.
Yeah. And the other thing that really bothers most of us is that then we hear about the Waukesha, Wisconsin arrest that was made of a 15-year-old, apparently in a gang-related shooting in the mall.
Yeah, and you know, do we have gang problems in the United States? Absolutely we do. But again, that comes back down to a lack of execution of proper government. We shouldn't tolerate criminal gangs in our cities. We shouldn't try to cooperate with criminal gangs in our cities. We should be saying, how do we eradicate criminal gangs in our cities? So government, again, in the urban areas, and you know, we're talking where? Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, of all places.
You know, this is a bleed over from the closest urban area. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
So this is a failure of government. It's time for, instead of worrying about fake problems, where we have people offended and outraged that we have to tear down a statue. How about being offended and outraged about the slaughter that we see in our streets every weekend? Mm-hmm.
By the way, our friend George the Godfather is saying, whatever happened to the flu? We don't hear about it anymore. Well, that's because they want to keep going with it. Well, we've got 9 million cases or whatever they want to do. But what people keep forgetting is every time they say they've got a case, that merely means somebody tested positive for the coronavirus, which doesn't mean anything because a whole bunch of them find out they're negative tests after they get the second one.
Well, even though add to that people who are immune to it.
Yep.
Add to that people who got it in a very mild form and got over it.
Yep.
You know, anybody who tests positive is a case of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
We're defining it wrong, and it's because it got politically hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
The issue got hijacked for political purposes to an affected election.
Yep.
We should all be ashamed of ourselves for getting duped by this.
Yep, you are absolutely spot on, 100% correct, as usual.
and I want to say this about Governor DeSantis in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This guy decides to run for president. He's got my vote because he's standing up for the constitutional rights of the people and not putting up with the BS of this, you've got to lock down and be draconian, and you're going to have 1.5 people in your house for Thanksgiving. He's not putting up with any of it. So bravo, Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, when did you think we'd be talking about Florida as the model for the rest of the country to conduct an election?
A model to conduct an election? A model to go about civil liberties for all? When it comes to lockdowns and coronavirus, Florida and Texas are leading the pack. Look to them for direction when people start throwing up their hands going, what do we do about our country? Well, you take government at the state level very seriously, and you start saying, this is what we're going to do by our state constitution. You know, we have to honor the federal constitution, but the federal government has overreached its authority, and it's time for the states to take it back.
Yeah, and we're fixing to go to a break, and when we come back for the break, we're going to talk about the president and other plaintiffs have filed notice to appeal to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals a day after a Pennsylvania federal judge issued a scathing order shooting down the claims of widespread irregularities with mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. We'll see where that goes. And Frank, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive. They're Nissan and Acura dealers, and they'll be taking Thanksgiving Day off to celebrate with their family and friends. Of course, being a family-run organization, Moss understands how important it is to have quality time with the people you care about so you can enjoy this special Thanksgiving time together. Now, they want to take this moment to say thank you to all of their employees, vendors, and customers, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you from Dave Sr., Dave Jr., and the entire Moss family. Now, here's a great idea. You might want to sneak out after turkey and football on Turkey Day, because the Moss lots are going to be open, and every vehicle will be marked with a Black Friday price. They'll have a number on them. And at 6 a.m. on Black Friday, the Moss showrooms will reopen, and you can buy that vehicle you found on Thursday for a fantastic Black Friday price. Well, guess what? The Black Friday secret sale is at all Moss locations, U.S. 19 and 54 Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and Florida Avenue in Tampa, also at the Moss Acura dealer right next door to Nissan on Florida Avenue. Now, for more information, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Tell them the captain sent you. And I'm going to be up there Friday for the Black Friday sale from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And check me out. See me. I'll have some savings for you that you won't get unless you come and see me first. It'll save you more money on your vehicle purchase. All righty. Frank Silvato is back from the Underground USA podcast at undergroundusa.com. Sir.
It's a good thing that Moss Nissan isn't up in New York State. state because everyone who went over there, Andrew Cuomo would have arrested.
Yeah, that's right, because you couldn't possibly get together, and how are you ever going to get in the car and take a drive?
Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah, so that's, you have to go to prison for that now in New York.
I'm going to mention something about New York State in a minute, but right now I want to get started on what we tease. You know, the president and other plaintiffs, I don't know who the other plaintiffs are, have filed notice to appeal in the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Sunday, a day after a federal district judge, by the way, an Obama appointee, issued a scathing order shooting down claims of any widespread irregularities with the mail-in ballots, and we all know there was plenty.
Well, I love the selective wording. They keep talking about widespread voter fraud, widespread valid temper. I don't need it to be widespread. I need a single instance.
Yep.
You know, that's a crime. That invalidates the total. That's it.
Yep.
I don't need widespread voter fraud. I don't need it to happen throughout the state. I need it to happen at one location. We've got video of it happening in Detroit.
Yep.
We've got video of it happening in Philadelphia. We've got video of it happening in Milwaukee. We've got video of it happening in Atlanta.
Yep.
So I don't need to prove that it was statewide. I need to prove that it happened.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens, because right now it's kind of like we're spinning our wheels. Now, in the meantime, Sidney Powell, a lot of discussion about her over the weekend. Rudy Giuliani came out and said that she was not part of the Trump legal team. And then a little bit later, we had a message come out from Sidney Powell that stated that she was working for an outfit called We the People. She was doing it free, no charge, pro bono. And I've since found out, and Denise Simon and I both believe, that We the People is part of a judicial watch organization.
Very well could be, and it doesn't hurt to have nonprofits filing things, filing lawsuits in this as well. You know, just because she might not be officially on the team doesn't mean she's not working in tandem with the team.
Sure.
And like I said, we were talking off the air, there's a very good possibility, and because everything that she's been interviewed on in recent days, she's always talked about the global corruption of Dominion.
Yeah,
the global corruption of the coding company. I believe that she's positioning to take this lawsuit into other countries as well to go after Dominion itself, which in tandem with the vote fraud thing over here presents a more well-rounded case. So, you know, everybody keeps asking, where's the evidence, where's the evidence, where's the evidence? Please keep in mind that lawyers don't telegraph their evidence before they go to court. It's something they keep very close to the vest, or at least a good lawyer does, because you don't want to give your opposition the chance to get ahead of what your complaint's going to be with the defense. So if you believe in this team, and I do believe there's a little bit of dysfunction that has to go along with how they're coordinated, but they're up against the clock.
Right.
So it's a high-pressure situation. If you believe in the team, have some patience and don't let the media jockey your opinion on this.
Now, I want you to hear this headline from the Associated Press. Keep in mind, folks, the Associated Press is the left-leaning media on steroids.
It's a communist organization.
Yeah, now listen to this headline. You're going to love this, and then I'm going to get your comment. Trump's legal team cried vote fraud, but courts found none. Trump aims to box in Biden abroad, but it may not work.
Well, this is why this agency no longer is a news agency. It's a propaganda mouthpiece.
You betcha.
Courts don't investigate anything.
Nope.
Judges don't investigate anything. That's not their job. It's not their function. They don't do it. The courts look at evidence that's presented, and they adjudicate on it. So courts don't find anything. They weren't supposed to, AP. It's not their job. Now, abroad, boy, you know, if an official transition hasn't been recognized by government services, and Biden's overseas talking to foreign leaders, we've got a problem here, because that's exactly what they went after the Trump administration for during the exact same fight, and he was in transition.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
So I want to see the news media and everybody else getting up in arms and filing charges against people inside the Biden administration.
Yes, sir, buddy, you are so right. Now, the Biden cabinet is fixing to become a little bit interesting. We just heard the name Antony Blinken mentioned. He's expected to become Biden's nominee for Secretary of State. What do you know about him?
Well, I believe he's a partner in Wink and Blink and a Nod, which would actually serve it right, because I believe it's always nap time in the Biden household. I don't know a lot about him. I'm going to know a lot about him by tomorrow.
He was served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor during the Obama administration, and he was very involved in the Iran deal.
You know, every single person that you see him actually suggesting is a continuation of the Obama administration. Now, we talked about this on Friday and then before that on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Where was Valerie Jarrett over the last 4 years?
Yeah. In the basement of Barack Obama's house.
Yeah. This administration is not going to be a Biden administration. The very existence of Kamala Harris as vice president suggests that the Obama administration, this is Obama 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
This is Valerie Jarrett's puppet master 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't be surprised if all of a sudden Eric Holder gets very vocal in the next couple months. Anybody who can't see that this is the same progressive cabal moving forward with the agenda that was marched forward under Obama, boy, you better get some glasses, because we are in for round two, and it's just going to slam the United States further left.
Now, are you concerned about Stacey Abrams bragging that she has 600,000 people reportedly signed up for absentee ballots, which they can't even sign up for legally until December the 7th?
I'm always concerned about Stacey Abrams doing anything, because she believes she's governor and she lost an election by 50,000 votes. She's disingenuous, she's an activist, and right now she's being obstructive to the task at hand. The governor of Georgia needs to get off his butt, call a legislative session, an emergency session, and have a law passed that says if you didn't vote in the November 3rd election, you don't vote in the runoff election. Period. Because the people who voted on November 3rd created the runoff election. This is just a refinement of that election. So the only people who should have a voice in the runoff are the people who voted in the original election. Period.
So,
and if the governor doesn't do that, he's delinquent in his duties and should be impeached.
So Mr. Yang, who is moving with his wife to Georgia so they can vote for the Democrats down there, is bringing his $2,000 a month guaranteed income plan along with him to tell everybody, well, you know, that's what we're going to have, because I'm going to push it, and that's what you're going to get. That's what we're hearing.
Ying Yang should be arrested for trying to promote felony fraud in the election there.
All righty. I'll talk to you on Friday. I'm sure it's going to be more of the same. All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it all out, and I'll be right back with a lot more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the November 3rd election Monday. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Judge Court of Appeals to review a decision by Obama-nominated U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case as based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. In a court filing, the Trump campaign said it was focused on its appeal of the narrow questioning of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit a second time. Enhanced unemployment benefits and other programs established with the CARES Act back in March are set to expire at the end of 2020. A study from the Century Foundation released Wednesday found 12 million people will lose their federal and state unemployment benefits on December 26th unless another stimulus bill is passed. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. And their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, give Farrah & Farrah a call and let them push back. Now, the website is farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. They're 24/7. Telephone number is 877-245-6707. Again, that number, 877-245-6707, farrahandfarrah.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, The NRA is pleased and proud to honor that they will be honoring all foreign or all fallen service members and their families this holiday season again. The Wreaths Across America project is once again back on, and the collaboration between the organization and the administration officials, which was reversed by the government saying that, oh, well, you can't come out here because of the COVID-19 and the people are going to do it. Yeah, right. And the National Rifle Association is now looking for sponsors to aid in donating the 10,000 wreaths for the cause at Arlington. Now, all that being said, Wreaths Across America will be all across America in all the veteran cemeteries. And you can sign up, you can volunteer, you can go to the website Wreaths Across America. That's wreathsacrossamerica.com. Or, believe it or not, you can go to the NRA and sign up over there. So, Christmas wreaths, again, are back on in the veteran cemeteries. And to that I say, hallelujah. Now, the NRA favorably resolved a dispute with the New York State Department of Financial Services. Remember all the nonsense that went on up there about the NRA and the state of New York was going to put people out of business and the NRA was going to be stopping Andrew Cuomo and all the crap that happened? Now, the National Rifle Association announced that it had successfully resolved an insurance investigation by the Association of New York State Department of Financial Services, the New York's Banking and Insurance Regulatory Agency. Now, back on November the 17th, 2020, the NRA entered into a settlement with the DFS relating to its affinity insurance inquiry. The NRA resolved this matter without any admission by the association of any misconduct on its part. And importantly, no NRA money was being used to fund the payment to the DFS. Now, William Brewer, counsel to the NRA, said, and I quote, "We believe this agreement is a resounding win for the NRA and its members it serves. The DFS inquiry, which began with a roar, ends with a whimper. Not a penny of NRA money will directly or indirectly fund this settlement, and a settlement has no inverse impact on the NRA's legal cases in the state of New York. Those important cases are moving forward as planned." So, kudos to the NRA, and so much for Andrew Cuomo, who, by the way, got all bent out of shape because of a secret wedding that was held in a Jewish synagogue. It was only 7,000 people that showed up, and they kept it quiet. They kept it quiet, which is hilarious, because when Cuomo found out about it, he went ballistic. He went absolutely ballistic. But there's nothing he can do about it now, because they already had the wedding. It's over and done with. See ya. So we'll see what Cuomo does about that, besides bluster. By the way, Joe Biden is going to campaign in Georgia for the Senate runoffs. Also, his chief of staff said that he's toning down the inauguration of Joe Biden in the COVID age to where they're not going to have as many people up on the platform and this, that, and the other and all that. Well, they're not quite that far yet, so I would tone it down a lot more than that. In addition, Maryland Governor Hogan. Yep, Maryland Governor Hogan, a Republican, hard to believe, has swung back at the president in his criticism of him and told him to stop his golfing and concede. Well, we all know that's not going to happen until all the legal challenges are resolved. We know that's not going to happen. It just isn't. You think Joe Biden would do that? Hell no. Did our buddy boy back in 2000, Al DeBorgore, do it? No. They let it go 37 days. I don't expect anything different here. By the way, good news in California. The GOP is likely to gain a third House seat in California where they are currently ahead and pulling away from the Democratic candidate. Way to go. That means that they will have gained, 15 seats in the House with two more to go that are up for grabs that nobody knows what's going to happen just yet. So we'll see. And the U.S. over the weekend officially severed their open skies treaty ties with Russia. There is no more treaty. Now, that'll probably change if Joe Biden becomes the president because of what we're finding out about that and about Iran and all this other stuff that's going on. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, the NSA's O'Brien has told Vietnam to curb their illegal China shipments or face sanctions. Uh-huh. Okay. Not to be surprised. And the big news over the weekend when it comes to the coronavirus was, of all things, the U.S. COVID-19 vaccine program head, Mansi Slaoui, said the first Americans to receive a coronavirus vaccine could get it as soon as December the 11th. Their plan is now to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. And within 24 hours of that, it'll be administered to people. Now, some people are saying, oh, I don't want that. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's awful. But you know something? They said that about the polio vaccine years ago. And it was so bad that a lot of people took it, and then they found out, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with this. So there you go. And by the way, have you had a flu shot lately? Well, if you have, that kind of helps you out a little bit with the coronavirus situation. It's at least a start to help you out. Let's put it that way. How about that? At least a start. Now, I told you about Kelly Loeffler, Georgia senator. She quarantined after the mixed COVID-19 test results. She got one that said she was positive. That test was apparently from China, the kit. And then she got a second one that said she was negative. So she's waiting for a third one to be administered today before she does anything else. And we'll see what happens. Now, in Great Britain, the British are locked down right now in England, and the leader of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, said that he's going to end the lockdown on December the 2nd, the way things are working out right now. Very good. Now, the Navy and a U.S. Navy admiral, a two-star Navy admiral, has made an unannounced trip overseeing, and he, by the way, is the admiral who oversees U.S. military intelligence in the China area, or the China Sea area, made an unannounced visit to Taiwan, which kind of got the Chinese all upset. Yo, what's going on here? What are you doing now? But, you know, too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. And, oh, by the way, China launched a secret 6G satellite, sixth generation of communications test satellite, went up yesterday. Okay. We'll see where that goes. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy, coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, my conversations with a Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh.
just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And all you got to do is stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number, again, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store, that phone number is 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All right, and here he is, the Sports Zone guy, a.k.a. the quarterback, Patrick Highland. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Thrilling weekend in NFL football. Some good college games also, but the NFL really yesterday did themselves right. OT, two OTs, Captain. We had the Tennessee Titans going to overtime and beat the Baltimore Ravens. Derrick Henry touchdown in overtime. So that was the big afternoon game. And then the evening game, the Colts and the Packers went into overtime. The Colts came through. The Packers fumbled, and the Colts recovered the fumble, drove a little bit, kicked the game-winning overtime field goal. Very exciting, great game. The stunner of the day, and Jason Powers calling on the Sports Zone that the Dallas Cowboys would find a way to beat the Minnesota Vikings, and they pulled it off. So, very interesting. And the Chargers, they almost gave it away again, Captain. They've been all year long, been up by 14, 20 points and then lose the game. Well, they're able to hold off the New York Jets, 34-28. Looked like the Jets might find a way to get their first win. Sad news, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow,
young
man from Louisiana State University.
Yep.
He suffered a torn ACL.
Yeah, that was a bad hit that he took.
He's going to be out for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And he was online, Captain, to get the Rookie of the Year award. So
that was a really bad hit, the way he got bent up like that, folded up on, and the way they took him down. But anyway, it is what it is. And it was a freak. It wasn't anything intentional by any means. It's just part of the game.
No. Yeah, unfortunate. Unfortunate our bodies aren't meant to bend like that. You know, and that's what sometimes happens in football, and it's really sad. And then a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there, they're 10-0 now. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-3. Jacksonville's really having a tough year. We'll see how they do in the draft and how they survive next year. And the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, are having a tough year, too. Seems like up there in that corridor, Captain, of the Southeast, from Carolina to Atlanta to Jacksonville, that just not playing well. The Saints defeat the Falcons 24-9. Taysom Hill did well as the backup quarterback for Drew Brees. Everybody thought it was going to be Jameis Winston, but Taysom Hill came in there and led the team very well. He didn't make any mistakes, and that's why they won the game.
Well, Jameis didn't even get out of the field, not even for a running play, nothing.
Nothing, no. That's amazing. I thought he'd get a few snaps, but he didn't get anything just to mix it up a little bit.
There's something wrong there.
Yeah, something's not clicking because Taysom Hill's been there for 3 years, so he knows the system better than Jameis, and I'm sure Peyton was like, I just feel more comfortable with him leading the team right now. I mean, maybe another offseason. We'll see what happens because this might be Drew Brees' last year. That's a lot of talk of that. And then talking about exciting games, Captain, I want everybody to know that the Kansas City Chiefs came back and won the Sunday Night Classic 35-31 over the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
And everybody thought KC was going to win the game, and they thought they were convincingly, but the Raiders came to play, and they hung in there all the way, 31-28, and then they got the touchdown to win 35-31.
Yeah.
Great game.
And my resident Alabama fan, namely Christine down in, because her daughter goes there, she said Alabama won in a close nail biter.
Oh, That's funny. That's funny. Now, Alabama's rock solid. We'll see what happens. It's going to be Alabama and I think Florida in the SEC game. It'll be Clemson and Notre Dame in the ACC game. That's going to, you know, really lay the landscape for the national championship this year. And Ohio State is playing very well. So I'm curious to see how that's all going to fold out, Captain. Tonight, we have the Los Angeles Rams coming to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big game to see if the Bucs can get ready to play on primetime. They did an unusual thing, Captain. The Bucs practiced on Friday night and Saturday night. First time they've ever done that, just to get ready for the lights and get their body clocks ready for the nighttime game. We'll see if it makes a difference.
And they're going to play, or they're going to play in front of 13,000 people, right?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
And there's so many people in town for the game, there was basically nobody in the hotel behind us.
It's going to be interesting to see what the TV audience will bring with Brady playing. Obviously, it brings a lot of crowds. And the Rams, you have the West Coast pulling for them. So it should be a big TV turnout for the game. Hopefully it'll be an exciting game and as good as last night. So that'll make it fun for a lot of people.
Who are you picking?
So, I'm going to say the Bucs are going to find a way to win this one, Captain. It'll be more like a 28-24 game.
I think it's going to be definitely within a field goal, but I think the Bucs can win.
Yes, sir. And I will see you and the gang tomorrow at Mission Barbecue at 11:30. So
yep, we'll be there.
You have a wonderful day, Captain. Thanks as always. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Thanks a lot. And that's Patrick Highland, everybody, from the Sports Zone. You can hear his show on my flagship station here from 11 to 12. Let's see here.
Coach Patrick Highland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052.
All right, and that's our buddy Patrick Highland. We appreciate him and all that he does on the radio show, because a lot of people, you know, it gives them a little bit of a break from all the politics and all the stuff that we talk about, the military news and the shootings and all that stuff. It's been a very, very, very sad weekend for the country, for sure, and all the different things that have gone on. Now, I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, coming up this week, we are going to have such a busy week, it's going to be unbelievable when it comes to all these court cases and the decisions that are out there and all that. It's just going to be one after the other after the other. You're going to be hearing about it's going to be a rapid-fire succession, in my humble opinion. But we'll see. We'll see how all that plays out. We'll see how all of that plays out, because you just don't know. You just don't know, and it's not over yet. It's not over yet. So we'll sit back and we'll watch what happens. And if Sidney Powell is even remotely accurate with what she's had to say, then that'll be a good thing, won't it? Okay. Don't forget, coming up Friday, I'm going to be Black Friday. I'm going to be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Now, if you come and see me, I'll have a little something for you that'll make your deal even better. So when you get there, come and meet me. I'll be right there by the front door somewhere, and I'll be handing you something that'll save you a bunch more money on your vehicle. Regardless of whatever deal that you're in the process of making, this will save you even more money. So you're going to want to be involved in that. And a lot of people, I've shown up for this Black Friday sale. So they open the doors at 6 a.m. You want to get there and you want to get involved, because if you want a vehicle certified pre-owned or new, you can save a bundle of money on this Black Friday sale at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, all of their dealerships. All right, here we go. I hear the music in my ear. That means we got to go. So have yourself a great day. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And I'll see y'all tonight, live, 2 a.m.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.